In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
It is recording.
Why do you record it?
It's for you. It's like a record of your progress. You know, like sometimes things come out of these sessions that are doors you don't need to open yet.
Okay, I need another drink. Will you pass me the bottle?
But don't get too wasted or else it's not going to work and there's no point for this.
Oh, god dang.
Okay, ready?
Okay, do we have to do this? Can we just catch up? I feel like I haven't seen you at all.
Come on,
this year.
What do you mean? We are catching up, Rebecca. This is like the fast track of catching up, and I get to find out all the important stuff about you, you know, that makes you, you, my best friend.
This is what they do in the program?
Yeah, that's why I want to show you. And, like, I know you don't want to come to the meetings with me, but I think you'll like this. This is like a game, and at the end of the game, you find out more about what my spiritual infinite spiritual being is, and I find out what your infinite spiritual being is.
Okay, so just to clarify, it's just questions about my infinite spiritual
that
being.
Is, yep, that's it.
Oh, then fuck yeah, let's do this.
Okay, I know, like, some of the names seem silly, but I swear they're real. You know, it's like, sometimes language sees its limits.
No, so. It's okay, it's cool, it sounds cool. I'm not sure I know what it like fully means, but I think it's but it sounds cool.
Okay, I think Ben explains it as the true or natural spirit within you, right? Like your pure self. And what happens to this like pure consciousness is that after we're born, the more information we gather, the more negative entities attach to us, like armor, right, from the rest of the world. And to become an ISB is to basically have overcome all your fucking negative entities like a total boss bitch and like, yeah, it's pretty cool. Shut up. I'm a little drunk, so I feel like I'm not explaining this very well, but I think you get it. I kind of get it.
Okay.
Just give me the bottle, please.
Okay,
please.
Okay, fine. I think I get it. But what are negative entities, though?
You'll see. Let's start.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. Let's start easy. What is your name?
Rebecca.
How old are you?
17.
And when is your birthday?
June 21st.
Mm-hmm. And what is the thing you've done in your life that you are most ashamed of?
What?
You have to answer quick.
I don't know.
Becca, come on. What are you most ashamed of doing in your whole life?
I pass. Next question.
No. Okay. We'll come back. What is the worst thing you've ever done to anyone? Oh, God.
Jesus. Dee, what are these questions?
You already skipped one.
These are so
no, you already
weird.
Skipped one. You can't skip again.
No, it's a hard question.
Yeah, well, that one's easy. I can answer that one for you.
Oh, really? Then please go for it.
Well, that's
it.
Not the point. Come on.
What exactly is the point?
To locate and start getting rid of your negative entities.
Yeah, these questions, they feel bad, though.
It's okay. I mean, because the way it works is it's just in your head. Those are the negative entities. It doesn't actually feel bad.
Then maybe it's just the recorder. It's making me feel weird.
I know. It takes some getting used to.
All right, you got bad, buddy. Almost shit free.
Wow. It's a pretty good baby monitor.
Yeah. Look, Tom's gonna call your parents or the cops if I can't explain to him what's going on. I didn't want it to be like this.
Rebecca, that would be a really big mistake. For your family, and for mine.
Excuse me?
Maybe it was a mistake to come here. But I promise you that calling anyone will only make things worse.
Will Ben make things worse?
Ben is a great man. Ben isn't afraid to make the hard choices if needed. If that's what it comes to, he'll have no other option than to make an example of me. This will only be a reflection of my failure for the family.
What failure? Did he send you here, Danny, or are you running from him?
Shit.
Is that him again? Danny, stop. Danny, look at me. This is not how a great man acts. Can you listen to me for a second? Danny!
We got a clean baby.
I should go.
No. Tom, give us a second. Danny,
no, 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 no. I'm sorry. Listen, I shouldn't have come back. I don't really know what I was thinking, just popping back up in your life.
Maybe you
this.
Showed up so I can help you.
Tom, stay. I'm gonna go, okay? Just thank you both for having me.
Danny.
Yeah, Danny, talk to Rebecca. It's fine. I'll go in the other room.
You said maybe I could help you. Let me try, Danny. Please let me try.
I don't need that kind of help, Rebecca. I just need to
All
leave.
All right, I'm sorry, Danny, but if you walk out that door, I will have to call the police and your parents. Please just sit. Please sit.
What kind of help do you need? Whatever it is.
I came for money. I need money. I lied early, Becca. When I said I hadn't talked to my parents since the voicemail, I haven't talked to my mother since the voicemail, but I've talked to my dad quite recently. He actually had been paying for the program until a little while ago.
He was paying for ISB?
It gave him some access to me. He's actually the reason that I opened the Instagram account. It was, I guess, to give some sort of proof to my mother that I was okay. I could never tell her anything, but well, I still don't think she knows.
So you're here because he stopped paying and you can't afford to be in the group anymore.
Yes.
And Ben makes you pay.
Tom.
Everyone has to pay. But no one as much as him.
What are you paying for?
The group has a lot of operational and maintenance costs. Legal fees, process fees, stuff like that.
Jesus.
So he sent you here to ask for money?
Every sister is doing the same. We go out to collect. It is no different than a basket at church.
Yeah, no, actually, it's very different.
Listen, I'm not asking
How much money do you need to raise?
It doesn't matter. I'm obviously not going to get
Danny,
it.
Danny, how much does each girl have to bring back?
It depends.
Well, what about you? Danny? Danny, please answer me.
$30,000 to $40,000.
Oh,
it isn't as much as it sounds.
Danny, are you kidding me?
That's a big fucking basket.
That is for classes, too.
Oh, okay, then it's worth it.
Dan, that is a huge amount of money. How can you or Ben or any of the girls expect that people will give you that?
Extortion.
Shut up, Tom.
I don't expect it from you. I don't think I ever expected it from you. I thought it'd be a good excuse to come and see you. It's been a long time. That's all. Clearly, I was wrong.
No, I don't think you were wrong. I think you came here because you knew that we could help you out of whatever it is that's going on. You don't need to collect money for this creep, sweetie. Just please stay here for a few days.
I can't stay here.
Why not? Why not? What will happen if you don't do
it?
It
isn't like that, Rebecca.
Well, then how is it, Danny? Has Ben not been telling you what to do all day?
You have a very destructive idea of my family in your head.
and it makes you sound ridiculous.
Well, it's making you sound brainwashed.
Oh, come on.
Danny, you literally talk like him.
We haven't talked in 8 years. How would you know what I even sound like?
Whose fault is it that we haven't spoken in 8 years?
No one's fault. I just mean that
you wouldn't... Oh, no, it's definitely someone's fault. And that's the problem. I thought for so long that it had to be my fault. Or our fault as your friends and family. I thought we must have let you down. In some way, we must have not been listening to you. We must have fucked you up in some way that you had to go to the extent of running away from us. That thought tore me up so much, Dan.
It's not your fault.
I know that. It took me a long time to realize that, but I do.
Okay, so it's my fault. I get it. I fucked up. I let everyone down. Okay, I didn't listen to anyone. I'm the bitch who abandoned you. I get it. What else?
Danny, it's his fault. That is what I realized. It isn't your fault either. It's his. Entirely. They call it extreme influence.
Undue influence.
Right. And it's way more common than what you think.
Oh, God, I promise you that I am not brainwashed. God, fuck.
Don't answer.
No, I have to. I'm sorry that this is how things went tonight. I promise that I didn't want to cause any problems. Bax, it was really good to see you. Both of you, it was really great to meet little Roscoe too.
Danny, I love you. Please let me help you.
Gaslight stars Chloe Grace Moretz as Danny, Kelsey Aspill as Rebecca, and Taryn Killam as Tom. Written and directed by Miles Joris Peyrefitte. Produced by Q-Code and Chloe Grace Moretz. Executive producer Phil Wurzel. Sound design and mix by Mike Frank. Original score by Patrick Higgins and Miles Joris Peyrefitte. Recorded and mastered by Salt Audio. Edit and additional engineering by Zach Jurich. Associate producer Tess Ryan. Script supervisor Sam Beasley. Production support provided by Alexandria Nichols and James Gelberg. Casting by Chelsea Block and Marisol Ronkelly at Atomic Honey. Main theme, Rain Song, written and performed by Kirst. Art by Tomer Hanukkah. Special thanks to Jeff Roy.
If you're a fan, please subscribe and share this podcast with your friends. You can listen to Gaslight on Apple Podcasts or wherever you find your podcasts.
Hey, this is Eric Malinsky, host of the podcast Imaginary Worlds. Each episode, I explore different sci-fi fantasy genres, talking with filmmakers, novelists, game designers, cosplayers, comic book artists, and anyone who works in the field of make-believe. I also look at the fan experience, asking, why do we suspend our disbelief? You can subscribe to Imaginary Worlds wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Tangents with Tyler and Todd, a brand new podcast that will be the newest addition to your weekly routine. Hi, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Todd, and we're your hosts, ready to dive in headfirst as we explore life's biggest questions. We were kind of caught up in other people's goals of what's normal.
And not for a moment did we let up the gas enough to think, what do we want? While giving ourselves permission to go completely off the rails. I don't think that... Dildo is, you can make it an adjective. dildoing?
Yeah.
Did I do that or did they? It's giving comedy show with a sprinkle of soul searching on top. Premiering October 18th, Tangents with Tyler and Todd is your new go-to podcast that will make you laugh, cry, and question everything.
With new episodes every Wednesday, get ready to laugh, learn, and grow with us every week. Tangents is coming, and you won't want to miss this.
Mark your calendars for October 18th and subscribe to Tangents with Tyler and Todd wherever you listen to your podcasts.